hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. If it is evening, forgive me, because stations carry me at all times of the day. Call me 800-866-8883. And that's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time weekdays. Now, having said that, my subject, don't laugh. Don't be scared. Give me your attention. I'm going to talk about what they're talking about today. When it's politics, I see it's a disgrace. If they had examined Obama the way they're doing to the other fellow, we wouldn't be in this mess. You understand that the people in the business of, I can't find the word, isn't it funny? Because they're so rotten, it sort of blurs my mind in trying to explain. No, I had it. You blew it away from me, David. I just about had it. It's the media. The media is just trying to look at everything before the candidate. It's just frightening and ugly and dangerous. And I was saying, if you had done that with Obama, we wouldn't be in this freaking mess. Excuse the expression. I'm going to talk, but yet I've got something more important to talk about, and yet it comes under a different name. And that name this evening, if it is this evening when you're listening, is all about transgender. Now, I had a difficulty saying that word, because there's no such thing as that. Really, is there some kind of a perversion? Like homosexuality is been practiced over many, many, many years as a strange kind of perversion that was not accepted in any culture. And they did a lot of harm to these people who don't understand what they're doing, but it's not a disease. But transgender, see, but first of all, I'm not going to knock what's done. What's done is done, and I can tell you very quickly how they got it. The homosexuals had an assembly, a big, big meeting, a convention. No, they didn't. It was the psychiatrist that did that. A huge convention. This is a long time ago. I just remember it, though, because it's so weird. And so I can't describe how crazy this is that you're about to hear. But I'll talk about the transgender in a minute, as it applies to you, believe it or not. Don't go away politically. Everything else is going to be involved in this. But they were swarmed around by homosexuals that menaced them and intimidated them to accept it as a normal condition, especially because they didn't know how to fix it themselves. And so therefore, that's how it became normal, and it ain't normal. Now we come back to the transgender. Now, transgender is, if you'll pardon me saying this, is freaking crazy. See? And to make it a political thing with all the schools, with all the perverts, etc., etc., it's not funny. But it is a distraction. It is a means of focusing your mind away from what is about to happen. But that focusing of the mind is also not funny. It is those who want to conquer you, government, people who attain to that status are usually not worthy of governing. Hardly anywhere on earth. Hardly. There's just a few places. We hope there's going to be this one. It looks like it could be, with no further mention of who it might be. But the point is, if we would have looked into Obama the same way as this one here, we wouldn't be in this mess. We would be miles ahead. But look how easy it is to make wrong look right. A nice face, handsome, programmed, understanding how to seduce you and to love the what's worse in people and make them dependent by their love, by their largesse. Okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening. I do hope you listened to the opening salvo. It was only 6 minutes. And it covered a lot. And I'm not going to go over that again because lots of stations, they have news at the 5 minute top of the hour. I'm going to talk to you about something youth may not like. Oh, he's going to talk about transgender. It's all over the news. And I want to talk to you about it for several reasons. It's weird. Homosexuality is weird. And I said, I can remember the time. We're talking about 50 or 60, 50, I'm on the air for 50 years. I was on the air when I heard this, that psychiatrists had a gathering, a convention. And the homosexuals took advantage when they were very offensive in those days, very bold and offensive. Now they've got their own way. They calm down. They become, you know, happily ever after, you know, doing this thing. And you voted for it, so to speak. But I remember how it happened. The psychiatrists and psychologists had a convention, and they were surrounded by homosexuals. I'm bringing this back. You can look up for it. Look it up if you want to. And they put pressure on them. There was not violence, but it's the fear of violence. And there's a word for it. I can't think of it right now. Menace. Menacing them. And they all shivered in their timbers. And the agreement was made that they would consider homosexuality as normal. And it's been that way ever since. You see what I'm saying here? Now, transgender. Now, before I get to that, and please stay with me and let me, because I can't tell you all at once, why I'm bringing this up as a political thing, as a dangerous thing in the acting it out and going along with it. You know it's making crazy, don't you? You know that, well, if you listen to my program, I said what psychiatrists and psychologists don't say. They say there's a little of a woman in a man and a little bit of a man in the woman. That's normal. Bullcucky. That's not true. If you have a little bit of feminine in you, you're not a man. And if you have a little man in you, ladies, you're not a woman. Marriage is for man to find a way to dump, excuse the crudeness of this, is to separate somehow, to recognize his femininity that needs reassuring, because it's a sin, because there's something wrong with having a feminine self. And it goes two ways. It will go to looking for that which created it, to be loved by it. So when you get, if a man gets married with, and he has a little bit of woman in him, and which replaces God, you understand that? Then he will look to that source for love. At the same time, let me put it another way. Let's say you have a brutal father. And that's because of the reason I just mentioned. Because when a man is weak and looks to his wife as, like, look for the love of his wife, like the love he got from his mother, except the sex involved, there's an awful effect taking place. And the woman can become very angry. And the anger can make the person resentful and feel guilty for resenting his wife, and therefore take a little bit more of his wife and give him a little bit more energy to be more crazy, either more hungry for him or more angry, because a good woman would be angry if a man behaves that way. And now turn to the man who has promised, enjoyed the sex, but the wife senses something wrong with it. He's using her. And so therefore, but once he's married or once he's in a connection with that woman, he wants more from her. So she's going to promise, she's going to deliver what she promised, what he gave him, the idea that he could have more, as if it was love. And she can do two things. She can become angry, your wife, and your husband become more angry, the husband become more angry, and if he wins and becomes more angry, then the woman, instead of shaping the man, in the experiment I just mentioned, she will become a victim. Again, a male child will see the wife as a mother as a victim, the father as a brute. But the mother is enabling the father to be a brute, but not being able to not able to stop playing that role, because she's got children, and the pressure of a husband with hunger like that is dangerous and frightening and menacing. And therefore, she gets upset, feels guilty, and then gives herself to that man. And she hates him for it. But the more she hates him for it, the more she feels guilty for hating, and therefore makes up for it with more peace. And so, but that doesn't make it any better. She's an appeaser, and he becomes a bigger bully. And the net result of that is that the boy, being born in that mess, looks to the mother as the victim. But even as she is the victim, his sentiment will go towards her. Now, it's sort of natural. It isn't really natural, but it's kind of natural that a child would turn to his mother when she's being beaten, when she's part of the problem. And then she still couldn't help herself. When I'm talking about men, they don't know what they're doing. And when I talk about women, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what's happening between them. Nobody knows why that is. And the result is there's more men in women, because he's giving his life force. Even if he's a bully, he is becoming a degenerate. In other words, something when he gets into the woman, something that he should be loving the hell out of, embracing, you know, he's embracing the hell in her. See that? There's an Eve factor here. Let's call it what its proper name, Eve factor. And Eve needs to have whatever it is, the hell in her, that the father, who was the bully, or the father who was a wimp, you see? And then you had an angry mother. But if you take, if your boy takes compassion for the father, he will also be feminine. The femininity is every way. All men have a feminine side, and all women have it, the masculine side, which they can use with by anger, involve themselves with a weak man and try to make him a better man, hopefully, and trying to make him a better man, she gets angry with him. And he doesn't know what to do. But as he gets angry, he feels guilty. When he feels guilty, he wants more love from mother. And for a little while, maybe mother feels guilty for being angry with him because he seems such a nice person. He was a nice side, puts a nice face on it. And there it is again. An exchange. Now, it becomes possible that under such a condition, with the effect of all this being mostly coming through the women, and not that they're to blame, don't get me wrong. It's a syndrome, and that's the right word, syndrome. And that is why you feel so miserable, ladies, because when you rise to the occasion of your need and you think you have a man, and when you get married, or if you don't get married, you understand it sooner, because if you're going to get married, you really need to, you know, spend a few years together before you discover that, you know, before you see the fault and then decide you ought to move away. It's important. My daughter waited 8 years to get married, and she got the right guy. And she says to me, "Dad, do you think I should marry David?" I said, "You're a sensible girl. You know what to do." So she waited. And one morning she came in and says, "I'm going to marry David." Now, it wasn't perfect, but it became better and better. And they're perfectly suited towards each other. And little problems I have, they come to Grandpa. I get it. That's my job. Okay. So, maybe you can come to this grandpa and might help you, but I do want to understand you to understand that if I'm correct, you all have the makings of transgender. You have a little bit of a man in you, and you have a little bit or a lot of a woman in you, sir. It could be the other way around. But because it depends on the relationship, who's who does what to who, one will overcome the other. The mother will tend, once this set is set in motion, and the father walks away, leaving that boy to the tender mercies of mother. And even when she's married and have a relationship, it can happen. But let's make it clear. He walks away, runs away, and there's only the woman there. And what? How does she know how to make a man a man? She does not. Only God can make a man. And only a man who has God has the authority to love the hell out of her instead of bracing the hell in her. Are you understanding me? Okay. So now, if you take what was the latest person, David? Are you listening to me? Okay. What's the name of the person who just had an operation and he was a superstar? Bruce Jenner, is that right? Did I say it right? Okay. So I don't remember his name, but I remember that he was compensating for his lack of manhood. He felt like a woman inside and he knew that was wrong. But he tried, the more he tried to overcome the problem, no matter what problem he had, and he'd go to his mother. And she would love him, and that love would embolden him to be more like her. And then when he gets married, bang, it continues. The more he loves the woman, the more sex she gives him, and the more he enjoys the pleasure of it, but is becoming more of her. See, the more he has to prove to himself, and in this case, to become the best he can in sports as a man. It doesn't make you a man. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, so you can see that Bruce Jenner, and if he's listening, please, you've already lost your private parts, so I don't think I can fix you. He hasn't done it yet. Oh, thank God. Oh, would you get hold of this man and let him talk to me? You try talking to him? All right. Let him. Oh. I like that one. Okay. But anyway, this is not a funny thing, really, though. Because then you got the surgeons waiting. I mean, and they ought to be bloody well ashamed of themselves. Now, there really is a dangerous thing to become a little bit of a person and not a little bit more of who you should be. As long as you have, now if, ladies listening to this program, if I can convince you to be careful about who you marry and hold your virginity as long as it's necessary, and don't dress up but dress down so that you don't attract by virtue of the way that the whore attracts, cut down on the lipstick, you know, and the flashy clothes, and just be indifferent to the men and watch men and watch them closely. You get a job, you're an intelligent young lady, and you employed, and you're going to be the subject of eyes looking at you, and handsome men who look like they're strong because they go to the gym and they do these exercises with lots of muscles, and they're very good at all kinds of things like that. That looks mannish, but it isn't, and you're attracted. You had better wait for a couple of years and to see what's really inside, not what you think you see. And this brings me to something even more. Because it is possible, listen carefully, please. It is possible, now I have to bring in my experience. I am a powerful, wicked hypnotist who's learned how wicked hypnosis is and how far it can take you, like Hitler Germany, like Mussolini, like it's, in other words, if you look at all of the world around you, the cultures, the culture, the Bible talks about being born in sin. That is a bad translation. That's a bad translation. I was thinking of something else that's running through my mind. And it will come to me. I'll write it down as soon as I come to, because there's in the Bible, there is words like love we don't know anything about. We don't know what love is about. And I was just, of course, in my transgender opening salvo, the victims all victims. The men are victims, the women are victims, and they're victims of each other. We do unto others what was done unto you, but if you do unto others what was done unto you, who did it to you to make you do that? So you all are broken. And in that broken, that is a hypnotic state. So if you find yourself taking your frustration out on somebody, if you find yourself looking for approval from somebody, like a man looking for the love of a woman, and if damned if he gets it, because he becomes more hungry for the woman, and she eats his guts out or rejects him and only makes him try harder, and to make the wife to give in or the woman to give in. And so the process continues. Whether the man is a weakling and seduces the woman to do it, or whether he's a bully and makes her fearful and upset, and being upset is a hypnotic state, and you give your hypnotic state to the bully. But the bully, of course, is a product of that generation. See, so if you do unto others what was done unto you, you can see that you can be born in Borneo and everybody becomes a cannibal. And you're born in Russia in those days, you will be a Russian. If you're born in Hitler Germany during those days, Germany wasn't that bad. It's always been violent, but the point is, but look what Hitler did with angry people. Look how he can conquer them and made him love him. But Germany was ready. Just to put it aside, just a minute to make a point. It was treated wrongly by two bankers, both Jewish. They picked them, of course. And France had a problem. And then, anyway, there's a lot to be said. But something happened, and I don't remember exactly what it was. But the Germans got a bad, you know, bad deal, you know, after 1918. And it created a tremendous discontent. Money was worth hardly anything. It took a barrel of money, paper money, to buy an egg. So you understand the anger there, and he took advantage of the anger, and he got control of a lot of angry people, and rewarded them for being violent, and creating subjects who are giving into the violence, especially Jews who couldn't fight for themselves. You're not going to do this to a group of people bigger than yourself, always weaker than yourself. Whether it's political or personal, it's the same thing. And so those reactions, by riding on, coming into the fact that everybody's angry and blessing it, looking for another word, by rising to the occasion and making them feel good about being angry and hateful, he created a hypnotic state in everybody in Germany. And the ones that didn't go along with it became appeasers and also enablers, and not able to do anything different, not by choice, but by compulsion. And it's an impossible thing to break. The same thing's happening here. So you'll say to me, that's all I got to do with transgender. Transgender is insane. Homosexuality is insane. Are you kidding? What have you done? But what has happened to this poor person who feels loved with that kind of behavior? See, so we can talk about these things. But take a break, we'll be right back. Okay, let me write something down. Anything. Okay, make you do anything. I want to give you a commercial here. I want you to listen to me carefully. I could save your lives. I could help save your lives. I not personally can save your life, but I can bear witness to what you already have and what you doubt. It's called faith. I live by it. I know what I'm talking about. I've spent my years. I'm not a young man, but I got plenty of whatever it takes to do this program, because I am an expert on hypnosis. I can hypnotize almost anybody, not all, at least 70-80% of this country. But I'd rather you understand that there are people who can do the same thing, especially when you get in government, you got the power. You've got to be very careful who you give power to. You've got to be very careful, ladies, who you give yourself to. If you're giving yourself to a man that's weakling, then you become a man because you get frustrated. You try to make him a man and he becomes less of a man. He becomes a weakling, a weasel. And you hate his weaselness. So part of you thinks, if I'm angry with him, maybe he'll become a man. But you can know how to make a man. All you can do is get angry, you feel guilty, and then give him what he wants. And he becomes more addicted to you. And the more addicted he is to you, the more you will be intimidated to repeat the same mistake over and over again. I know someone who I care for. I won't say who that is. Who lives with a person. She used to be my enemy. She's my friend. But she can't leave the man she's married to because he's going to kill her. And what can she say? Should she let it happen and prove it? It's not good. It's a way of life. She's a nice person, basically. But she's stuck. See that? Hypnotic. You can't change her. Can't help her. The powers are too strong and too dangerous. See? And that could happen to your country. And what I'm trying to say to you is we need to straighten things out. But you need to understand that if you're angry with your husband, if you're angry with him because he's a bully, and if you get upset with that, if you get upset with it, you become a hypnotic victim. The word hypnosis, hypnotic, is correct. Temptation is the husband or your boyfriend. And the once you give yourself to him in an inappropriate way, if you know what I mean, okay, your life is over. Unless you can hear me. Unless you can hear me and understand you're living in a sleepwalk. You're going along with that person, and the only way you're going to get away is to kill him or run away. Or try to make him into a man while making yourself into one.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, I hope you heard that last 3 minutes. Some of you may not, but you need to listen to this program again. And you to hear my program again, you need to go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, Roy Masters. And listen to this program again. It's repeated until next Monday, because it's Friday today. And so you can hear it as many times as you want. And get the gist of this, that in this state of emotionality where the woman becomes a man, more of a man, and she hates it, and she wants the man to love the hell out of her. But he keeps on looking for the hell in her to rise to the occasion of making him feel better, like he's a dope addict, and you're the dope pusher, lady, and that is how you feel. And some women enjoy that, teasing a man like that, prostitute or prostitute themselves. But other women like you understand me and don't know how to deal with it. And you got children and you got these pressures on you and you hate them. You hate the guy, but you go along with what he wants. Or you don't go along with what he wants, he goes out with somebody else. And it leaves you with the kids. When you leave with the kids have a problem because there's no father to change the course of who they will be. And it will be, so what we have is a nation of weaklings in this country. Not that everybody is, because the good ones get dying. In the VA, they're dying. In the battlefields, they're dying. Those are the real men. What's left of you is pussycats. Half men, half women. And women, half men. So what I'm trying to say to you, this is more important than the examples I'm going to give you. I'm saying to you that this is a hypnotic state you're in. Let me take you back to what I said in several programs. I am an expert into hypnosis. I could be very, very, very rich, but what good that would be to me. What I have done, I entered that realm because of my curiosity of how Hitler, when I was younger, how the hell did he do this? How is that possible? But that whatever that is whatever what you want to make of a person, you can turn them into cannibals. You can turn them into murderers. I can tell you most of the people in jail are the extension of what made them a murderer. They were not born murderers, but they're changed. They are programmed to play that role. And they could wake up in death row and say, well, how did I get here? See that? The real murderers are out there, but the real murderers are not real murderers because they're the victims producing, becoming bullies. Doing unto others what was done to him. They don't get caught. Those kind of people don't get caught. See, so I'm saying that if you go to a hypnotist show and watch what happens, how they demonstrate their cleverness, that you can make them do anything. You can make them be anything. And if you know how to continue it, you can make it permanent. Did you hear what I'm saying? The Nazis were permanent. They couldn't get back. If you lose your country with the techniques that are being used on you, which I can see, and I hope you're getting to see it, they want you to have problems with each other so that the men won't be men and women won't be women. The whole idea in this particular case, and we haven't got to transgender yet because you're not practicing transgender, but it can happen if you take it to its extreme. But what you've got is a halfway where in the Bible it says things like that women should, there's a prophecy. My son was mentioning it just a little while ago. He looked it up. He says there'll come a time when women will be over men. And as well as the children. See, and that's a terrible time. It cannot be that way. This is an order. There's a divine order. And when that divine order is lost, as I explained, you thinking that sex is love, no. It is not love. And eating is not love. To eat yourself silly and get all kinds of diseases. See? So all your behaviors are programmed. They're the extension of what went wrong in your household. And you have anxiety for being half man. and you have an anxiety of being half woman, and to look for that which will rise to the occasion and tell you you're okay about it. And then you have an organization. And then you have transgender. And then you have homosexuals. And it becomes a part of your society. And it shouldn't be. It should be a sickness. But if you can accept it, see, and other things, let's even accept that. How crazy can you be? How far are you going to go? Now they got transgender. And now, you know there's something terribly wrong with that, don't you? Now the question is, how are you going to deal with it? It's not really a law, but it's a pressure. Now, can you now stand up for yourself? What does it mean to stand up for yourself? Well, you have to get rid of the man in the woman, and you have to get rid of the woman in the man, because you're all entangled. You're messed up. And you have anxiety. You don't know what's causing the anxiety. The anxiety is because when you have a woman in you, you have Eve, you have the spirit of that woman. See, the woman carries the spirit. She doesn't know it. Through one man's sin and death through sin. Write that. Through one, because you've done these things, he says to Adam, God says to him, because you've done these things, dust they are, and dust you shall return. And so shall man leave his mother and father and become joined as one flesh. But that's backwards. If you pardon the way I said it, it's back to front. It's been thousands of years, and nothing has been said about this. And if anybody would come along like me, if it was in the medieval times, if it was before radio, or even now, who knows what's going to happen to me for saying all these things? But this is a more civilized, what's left of it is civilized, and I hope I can get you to understand. I can understand. Gender blender. We have to understand. I fix that. There's Alan and Mark and David. I've got so many kids. I have to go through the whole list. He's doing the board upping. But let me put this. Will you call me and say, I'm guilty of this? I see what you mean. How do I deal with it? I haven't told you how to deal with it. I just want you to see that you're in a hypnotic state. And in that particular hypnotic state is how completely you are controlled by people who understand what I know. Now, they don't know that they are guilty themselves and program themselves. They only know when they're rotten and really wicked, but they have a charm about themselves and a power about themselves. There's a tendency of people to look to people who are strong and able and confident to give them some confidence. And so when this person kind of rises to political power, he's there loving what you are. But he's loving you what you are is not good, because it will embolden you to be more of what you are. And he will reward you as you feel better but get worse. Remember, it's equivalent to the dope pusher, and you're the pushover. And that's all it is. And you can't see drugs in it, but you still do get drugs from somebody else. You get drugs from Obamacare. You get drugs. Then they don't care about, you're sick. You're getting sicker and sicker and sicker because you're getting worse and worse and worse, if there's such a word. And in that worsening, if there's such a word, you're going to be taking pills and drugs, legal or illegal. Always some new fancy way of feeling better and living longer, wronger. You live wronger, wronger. It sounds like wronger, wronger, bonger. Like a piece of music I once heard. I thought it was ridiculous. And so you're going to get worse, and you die having never lived. You don't want to die having lived. And there's aches and pains and anxieties. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. And I thank God that I'm in America. What's left of it? I had it cut away from underneath me, so I have. There's a, the bad guys I just don't want talk radio to exist. And you see, they've demoralized or diminished most of the radio stations. And Rush Limbaugh's only got half of what he had before. It gives them a margin. It gives the bad guys the margin of overcoming us, because he hasn't got a spokesman. They don't see the spokesman as much as they should. And I don't have enough people listening. Of course, if I could get to you, I could show you how to become a pure person, a beautiful woman, and a handsome man. I mean, beautiful. It's possible. It doesn't mean to say my life is perfect. I have been perfecting it. And my wife was the victim. I'm not the victim. I'm the one that discovered what I did to her. And I'm going to tell you again. I have a hotel. I'm doing my business. I have a diamond cutting demonstration. And I have the very fancy jewelry stores that use my services. And so I looked at this pretty lady in the restaurant, and I approached her, and she became my wife. But she was sitting in the car, you know, and she had a headache. And I said, "You heard this yesterday. Well, let me show you. I can get rid of that." And I remember I'm 24 years old here, and I have a background of hypnosis, and in Maidstone, Kent, in England, where I got my military training. I was 150 pounds. And for Englishmen, that is a fairly good-sized person. Isn't that 5'8". But what I was really good at was judo and hypnotism. They went together pretty good. And everybody, the 10,000 soldiers being trained, everybody knew who I was. And I was able to hypnotize the officers and make everybody clean my rifle and, you know, polish my shoes. And they all liked me. And I'm Jewish. It's a miracle. I took care of that part, usually the judo. You know, judo. Excuse the expression. But I'm here to try to help you understand, okay? Save your life and save your country. Look, I'm going to be stopping in a minute. There's so much more to say. But I can tell you, listen carefully, because we need virtue. And anything short of virtue, like the two I explained, but there's thousands of those. Drugs, alcohol, all kinds of, you know, cutting yourself, all kinds of things that, there's thousands of different ways of behavior. And they all become effect becoming cause. In other words, if you have an angst, you have an insecurity because you are part woman and part man. What the psychiatrists say is perfectly normal. It's not. You need to be a pure man and a pure woman. And then you don't have any problem. You don't look for the love from a woman. And a woman really looks for the love of a man, but he has a hunger for her because he's born of woman. And so therefore it goes from generation to generation. Men born of women go back to women, they look for love from the woman, or the up pops the devil, up pops Beelzebub. Up pops the spirit of Eve into the man. And it goes on and on and on. And the children are infected and emboldened. See, but the symptoms are up in the, I don't know, in the atmosphere or something. There's millions of symptoms. I say to you that in a hypnotic state which you exist, which you don't know, and I said my wife in the car, remember the story? I've said it yesterday, and I'm almost missed saying it today in case you... I used hypnosis, but this is what I did. I said, I can get, take your headache away. I put my finger on the middle of her forehead, and she was in a sleep. She didn't know she was sleeping. But I've done this so many millions of times, it's easy. I am an entertainer. Used to be I could do anything with people. Not everybody, but nearly everybody. Even the officers I would mesmerize. See, and so I'm good at that stuff, but it's not good. What I had, I thought, was something. Maybe I can understand how Hitler was. I do. I was playing that part without knowing it. And she said, how do you know all my family names? Because I took the headache away. But while that period of time, she gave me all.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, this is Roy Masters. Can we have some of you call in and identify yourself? You don't have to, you can have a fake name. It's okay, but I'd like to, for you to consider what I'm saying. You can say, I'm not hypnotized. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, I just described your behaviors. And that's only on one level, women becoming men and men becoming women. See, and women becoming mannish and then bullying the weak husband so he's feminine, et cetera, which affects the children. And that's why I expressed it all along. Right now, I have an experience, anybody that wants to talk about this. If we do not talk about this, but there's more to it. Because every problem you have in your society is built on that. It's built because it is pass backwards. Do you know what that means? It means it's been this way forever. And misery and suffering and murder and sickness and diseases and suicides all come from it. But to demonstrate, if you want me to give you a demonstration, I can. I have a demonstration you can watch. It's 20 years old. Please go to Roy Masters Hypnotic. What's the name of it? Hypnotic Demonstration. It's before an audience of 500 people. And I make that person, make him think. His shoes are on the wrong feet, but it feels right. And I could not make him see what I made him do. He volunteers. He comes up. Before you know it, I didn't have to hypnotize him. He was half there already. I know all these things. I know when you're involved with me and can use it. I don't mean to do this, but I had to make the point. And the audience would say to me, can you do it to us? I said, if I do it to you, you wouldn't know I was doing it to you. Don't you see this man? I helped that man. He was an intellectual, and he's into music. He's an educated person. But within minutes of me saying to him, I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to change your shoes, and you're going to put your left shoe on the right foot, etc., and then you're going to make excuses. And so that's what we did. And so I said, why are you wearing your shoes outwards? He says, they feel comfortable that way. I said, do you remember me telling you that I was going to do this to you, make you change your shoes. He says, yes, do you remember me saying you're making an excuse? He says, yes, I remember you telling me that. He remembers it, see? And then when I say, well, why are you doing it then? Why are you obeying me? He says, because they feel comfortable that way. Something changed in him. Then the audience, I think it was the audience at that time. It may be not that audience. But there was a time when the audience then says, can you do this to us? I said, yes. But you wouldn't be able to remember it. And if you remember it, you couldn't stop yourself. See? And then you think that you did it once, you did it because you wanted to. So you never see it. I do think so. I want to is what you think you do. See this? And so at that time, there's 500 people again. I said, okay, I'll do it. But you see what happened to this person. Okay, men, ladies, take off your rings and put it in your bag. Please, thank you. And then I made a joke and everybody's laugh. Okay, I made that laughter was intended to, that's a reaction to me. It's progressive involvement. Progressive involvement. People will approach you and do little things for you to sucker you in. And you will not see it. But if you meditate, you will see it and it won't happen to you. But I'm telling you, this is how it works. And so I said, now, gentlemen, take off your rings. Take your tie off. Loosen your collar. And then I said, and so they did all that. Progressive involvement. Every one of them are on the way in mass to do exactly what I want them to do. And I said, now, everybody stand up. And as everybody started to stand up, whereas only some people sat there, I said, do you see, do you feel the pull? And they all laughed. The pull. They couldn't resist the pull that I had over them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean nothing to you. I'm outing myself. I've found the antidote to it. I've called it theantidoteforall.com. Now you'll say, how do I know you're not going to play with me? Well, I don't know. What else can I say? I can reverse what happened to you. Don't you understand I don't have to make a living doing this? Don't you understand? I can do what people with the way I want to do it. Nearly all of you. At least 70 to 80% of you, I can do that. And you wouldn't know what hit you. That's dangerous. I want you to warn you about the danger of how suggestible you are. And you don't see it. My wife is still subject to it. I can't stop it. All I did was opt in to what was already there. And she married me, therefore her willingness, graciousness to love me was compulsive. Wow. And then it became rebellious. And how do I'm dealing with this? I'll share with you after the break if you call. If you want to call my office, but it's closed on the weekend. 800-877-3227. And so you can do this over the weekend. It's very good, nice. We have very nice telephone operators who know what to do. And they're in Florida somewhere, but they pick up on it. But you go to my website and get the antidote for all, no charge. The reason why, because I want to wake you up. I found the antidote. Antidote.com. Antidoteforall.com. Please support my program because I want to make America awaken. I want you to be free. You can't be free if you're demoralized. Okay, maybe like that.